holding on Tzadi Tesson Bay's bottom line by the Gemara. So what Nora wants to know, so we have in the previous Mishnayos, we have if the Dayanim make a mistake, they have a range of a sixth. We have the Amana having a problem even if she makes a mistake of a dinner, right? So shliach keman, case where a person was appointed a shliach to sell for him, and they sold for the incorrect price. Do they have the range of ashtus, or do they have the range of any mistake at all? Is undermines their sale? So that's the more shiloh. So Rabbi Amar, Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi quotes the name of Rav Nachman, Shliach Kedayonim. That Shliach has the same din like Dayonim, which means he has a range of a six. Rav Shmuel, Rav Mista, Omer, Rav Nachman. Rav Mista says the name of Rav Nachman is that Kalmona. Shliach is like an Almona, that they have no range. Any amount of deviation off of the price undermines the sale. So where goes back? Rav Omer, Rav Nachman, Shliach Kedayonim, Matayonim, Lav Ledidhu. So the reason why the Almana, we do not give her any room for deviation is because since she's selling for herself as opposed to selling for somebody else, we say that there is potential for abuse. So we say there's no right for any deviation. But somebody's selling for somebody else, there's no reason why they're going to abuse it. So it's the regular rules of Mechira that a Mechira, which is off by a shtus, is an issue.
Is there any distinction between a shliach who's paid or not paid?
I don't think so. Lafuki amana the lidor. Rav Shmuel, Rav Bishnu, Rav Nachman, kamana. Ma amana yichido. Avshiach yochid. Lafuki bezin the rabbin nino. So the distinct element, what defines the bezin, is the fact that it's a rabbin. So there's a certain power to that, but an individual.
There's a certain power to the individual
that there's a certain power to the bezdin which an individual doesn't have.
Is this like doesn't make a lot of sense, but it's like a Shia type thing, like you shouldn't be doing this as an individual, so it's like Shia and Robin is like an ominous.
I wouldn't say it's so much as a Shia, but you know, their authority is very delicate. In other words, if they have a right to do it, but to go and do it with a deviation, like who gave you the right to do that? Whereas Bezdin has the mile of Bezdin. Okay, shliach is kalmana. Behold, the shliach is like kalmana, that there's no room for deviation. Fedemar kasha, okay. Umay shnoa mehodat nan. So how is this different than the mishnah which we just quoted? That's how it has some base by truma. The armor of the shluch would say with shroim. It's term kadas balabais. He tells the shliach go take truma. So the shliach has to take truma according to that which he knows the balabais normally gives. Again, the choices are 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th. So shliach, if the way the balabais does it is known to the shliach, he has to follow that. If the shliach doesn't know what the balabais normally does, that is the balabais. So term bibeinimis. So he takes the average, 1/50th. Pichas asara, he said asara chuma sachuma. So here the shliach is deviating from what the norm, and we're saying that it's valid. Okay, so whereas right now we're saying that a shliach who deviates even a little bit, it invalidates the whole shlichus. Your whole authorization is limited. Some more answers. Hasam by truma kivan deika the torim be'ayin yafa. Because the torim be'ayin yafa. So Amar Le Lahachi Amaticha Avahacha Tusuhu Amar Le Lo Libor Lachol Lemiti. So over there, the Shliach has the right to say, I don't know what you do. We know that there are some which do 1/40th, some which do 1/60th. I sort of tried to estimate what I believe that you would want. And I'm taking from one of the valid options. But over here, the toast is a toast. So what is there's no valid option out there that the Shliach is choosing from. Fine.
I mean, is this a distinction here that he put in the fire? In other words, it's a sale. He didn't do enough due diligence. When he's taking the he can't do the fire because, the ball of ice is not available.
I mean, I'm but the Pasha Morda seems to be that we're dealing with someone that has a status of valid option. A toast, by definition, is not a valid option. I mean, it's not a toast. Right? The sale was off on the price. Over here, the 1/40th is not off because there are, by definition, people would do that.
But he made a mistake about what the Balabais wanted.
Well, no. I mean, Balabais comes along and says that this is I want it differently. But, well, if I make you a sheikh and the definition of how to take truma is A, B, or C, you don't tell me what to do.
Once the truma is given, can I give more?
No. He pointed to Shliach. The way to take truma is either A, B, or C. That's part of your shlichus, unless you want otherwise. So that you only want one of them. To tell him that you appoint him to be a shlichus, and these are the three options of how shlichus is supposed to do something. The three valid options. That's part of your shlichus. But over here is I appointed you to sell for 100. You sold for 99. That's not a valid option. So I don't need to specify that. No, I don't want you to do that. I need to specify either. What do you want? There's three options. I have a right to pick one, unless you tell me otherwise. Tirashi, and Sadi Tesson Beis, Shliach Keman, the bottom Rashi, Shliach Tatoa, Keman, Dininale. When Shliach makes a mistake, how do we understand
this? Would be the case.
Come on, Dininale. Do we give him the status like an Oman? The Shabbatos called to who bottle. Any deviation from the price is mavat of the sale. Kiritnan, Shabbamana, Bediner, Bimana, Micha bottle. So we see, even though she was off by one dinner, the whole sale is invalidated. Like the Yaranu, Badatol, Bishtus, or like a Dayan, which they have the advantage of deviating up to a sixth. So, what's about the Beis Din? Lava didu, lava tark atzman merchem. They're not selling for themselves. So the shliach is similar to Beis Din in that respect. Okay. So the Gemara. Omer Rav Huna Bar Chanina Omer Rav Nachman Halacha Kedibur Chacham. So we have in our Mishnah Machloikis, the Mishnah says if they're off by a sixth, the Mecher is Baltel. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that the Mecher is Kayim. We're talking about Karka. The Karka is by Stam, an item which you sell. It's more, if the deviation is a sixth. If a deviation is less than a sixth, or no, so it is less. So the law is we're more that there's a mechila. Exactly a sixth. We say that the sale is valid still, and he has to return the money, extra money. It's more than a sixth. The mechir is bottle. By karka, there's no dinner by no. The Yerushalmi Tosfos quotes it says there's a no if it's more than half, but. deviation of 50%. But in our Mishnah says already it's a sixth, the smichrim bottle, even by character. Shemuel says no. You can't. You have the emissor of Makar Bezin Yofa. So how are we passing? We pass on the Chacham Reb Nachman says that we don't say that we give it extra power to Bezdin more than a shus. Okay. Okay. Furthermore, Kasha, but less later, Reb Nachman, Makar Bezin Yofa. So means that Reb Nachman doesn't seem to say that we give certain extra power to Bezdin. Otherwise, we're not respecting authority to Bezdin. So we're not saying that over here. We're not saying like Reb Shimon Gamliel. We're saying like this Chacham. The more says he doesn't hold like that. But Amar Reb Nachman, Amar Shmuel. So you have your son over here, your son Katanim, and they're dividing up the property. So what do? As adults, they would discuss amongst themselves who gets what, and they divide. There's Katanim. So Bezdin Maminim Lahem Apitropis. Bezdin appoints an Apitropis. Rashi learns each child gets an Apitropis to argue for this child's benefits. The Baron Lahem Chedlik Yafa. And then the Apitropsim's job is to choose for each child a good portion. Higdilo Yecharon Limchais. But when the children become adults, they have a right to say that they're not happy with what was done and to invalidate the division, and they have to renegotiate. But Reb Nachman Didei Omar, that's what Shmuel says. But Reb Nachman quotes Shmuel. Reb Nachman himself says, Higdilu Ein Yechalon Limchais. That, no, what's done is done. Because Im Kain, the Bach has a Dalit, the Im Kain, Makar Bezdin Yofa. Because if you don't say that, so the Apitropsim are acting as under the authority of Bezdin. So you're saying that an action of Bezdin was done, and then you can just basically overthrow it. You're not respecting the Kach of Bezdin. What was the advantage of you doing a Bezdin over here? So you see, Reb Nachman holds of the sword, my Kach Bezdin Yofa keeps authority of the decision, even though these some are not happy with it. And over here, we're saying you don't see my Kach Bezdin Yofa, not like Reb Shimon Gamliel.
I mean, I don't quite understand the question being posed. They still have an advantage over the Shaliyah, over Al Mada, because you're giving them the leeway of the Sif. I mean, it's just that there are limitations that go based in, but there's still advantages.
Okay, well, let's go back a step. I mean, the focus on the Mishnah, the Tanakhama says it's eshtus, which means we find in general that a deviation up to eshtus is a standard. And Bezdin, as the Bezdin, has that standard, right? So what's the difference between a Bezdin and a Shliach? There was a Shliach that's coming from the authority of the Mishaleach, and the Almana is coming from the authority of the husband, the Yisraelim, etc. As a Shliach, you have no right to deviate. Bezdin is not working as a shliach. Bezdin is working out with authority of Bezdin. So they're working with authority of Bezdin. So we don't need the rights of deviation are pretty standard. The Shingamil is coming along and saying that even though they're going beyond the standard rights which we would have as an individual himself, right? Bezdin has even a greater power than that. Over here, the individuals, the Apitropsim are coming as working as part of Bezdin, and They make a decision. That should be the equivalent of the individual making the decision themselves. Right? Which our Mishnah is drawing some time parallel to that and saying that that's the standard. Everybody agrees to that. Rishon Mil is saying we argue but beyond that. Right? The more is assuming right now that the case was that the reason why they need Moichah because there's some elements of Tos. So the individual himself, if there be a toast, they could argue that we have to retract. But the Rishon Gamliel's extra mila tells me that you go beyond that, which is what Rabbi Nachman says over here. Even though there's a toast, the power of Bezin gives you that. So more holds that's a parallel between the scenarios. Some more answers. Lo kasha, hold the toe, hold the toe. No. Our Mishnah's problem over here that there was a toast. So that does not give the advantage to Bezdin that a toast more than a shtus is acceptable. The case over here was that there was no toes. The Gemara says iglo toe b'may yichel limchus. So where's the mechua? Bishlama that the apotropos was appointed to through the authority of Bezin to try and get the best portion. And we realize now that was incorrect. It wasn't the best. So we argue that the Shmuel says they can b'maycha rams and the Nachman has this kiddush. Even though there's a toast, like in Shimon Mill's case, you still give them that extra authority. If there's no toast, so why would Shimon say you can be Moshe? So my answer is Beruches. There was nothing wrong with the portion itself. The issue here was an outside issue that that's their argument's sake. One of the children was given a portion in the north of the town where the father had a property, and he argues now that I would have preferred the property in the east of the town because I have other properties which I have on my own in that direction. So the field itself was maybe the best field, but other considerations is what we're bringing into play, so that you cannot call it a toast. So Shmuel says it's done, right? And Nachman says,
why wouldn't the apotropos be required to take that into account?
That's the way it was. He probably would, but again, even Shmuel agrees that so that's what Shmuel says. Sikim Michael. Rav Nachman says you cannot call that Rav Nachman argument. That's not a toast. If he gave him a very good field, so even though there are other considerations, he should have taken into consideration. That's the Karech Bezin Yafa. That once he did that, he did that. But that will not extend to the case of the Mishnah where the action itself was intrinsically incorrect. That far, Rav Nachman did not say. Okay. The Mor says, Ki Asa Rav Dimi Omer Maisa Basa Rebbe Kedibra Chachom. Rav Dimi said there was a Maisa that Rebbe, there was Shuma Dayanim. They were more that the mistake was a Shtus, and Rebbe was Mavato the action of the Bezel. Basa Rebbe Kedibra Chachom. Omer Lefonov. So Proto said to Rebbe, Benoy Shor Rebbe Elozer Ben Proto, Ben Benoy Shor Rebbe Proto HaGadol. Proto, who was named after his grandfather, who was the son of Rebbe Elozer Ben Proto and the grandson of Rebbe Proto HaGadol, asked Rebbe, "In came Akayach Bezin Yofa?" Here it's Rav Shigam Lil's arguments. Mihiksa Rebbe es amaisa, and Rebbe retracted his act of annulling the act of Bezin, which means he passed like Rav Shigam Lil, halacha l'maisa, like Rav Shigam Lil. Rav Dimi Masni Halchi. That's Rav Dimi's version of the story. Rav Safra Masni Hachi. Maisa Ubikish Rabbi Lasa is Kedibra Chachamim. Amr Lefon of Prata Benosh of Rabbi Yosef and Prata Ben Benosh of Rabbi Prata Gonol. He came out Kherpes and Yafro. But also Rabbi is a Maisa. So his version, Rabbi had not actually annulled the sale. And he was planning to do that. And Rabbi Prata stopped him before that happened. So we have either Rabbi already had actually annulled it already, or Rabbi was planning to annul it. Mer says, so what this look like is about? Let's say they're arguing the following question. So let's say we're seeing that Rebbe is accepting Rav Shimon Gamliel's position, that there's an argument even if the deviation is greater than is a shtus already. So that would be a halacha, what's called, it means a bezin, if Rebbe has a bezin with Paskin, not like Shimon Gamliel, that's called being tied with the Mishnah. That Rebbe's Bezdin is paskining against something which is considered open in the Mishnah. So Marsover Tavid Vidra Mishnah Chayser. Marsover Einar Chayser. So if Bezin made a mistake in something which is the Dvar Mishnah, so if Bezin made a mistake in Shikha Ladas, so Lachi is that the decision they make is final. Shikul Das means, let's say there's two opinions out there in Halacha. There's no final decision, but the standard way to paskin is like A, but this Bezin paskin like B. So they're considered Toya because there's a standard way to paskin like A. It's a Shikul Das because there's no final decision given in Halacha. So it's a Shikul of the Bezin has the authority to weigh the two sides. And this Bezin paskin like B, so you cannot say that they're wrong. So, the Bezin makes a mistake in the Dvar Mishnah, the Machlokes is in the Mishnah, which is decided in the Mishnah. So, that means they're functioning not like a Bezin. Bezin has no right to paskin against the Torah. So, but we're a Bezin, Shkayas. Right? So, they're being tied with the Mishnah, they're being tied with something which is explicit. So, we're revatal with the decision that they made. Or not. See, if you learn that this story was that it actually happened and Rebbe retracted, it means Rebbe was giving Prata's argument, the apostle like Shimon Gamliel, the status of Dvar Mishnah. And Rebbe's saying, I made a mistake in Dvar Mishnah, I'm chosen my mice. If you learn that Rebbe wanted to do it, means we're saying that Rebbe, had it been done already, Rebbe would not have retracted. But since it had not been done yet, Rebbe didn't do it. It sounds like if once you do it, even if it's a term of their Mishnah, you don't retract. The Mar Sover, Tav the Mishnah Chayzer, Mar Sover, Eno Chayzer. Mar says, "Lo, no." The Kuliyama Tav the Mishnah is Chayzer. So we pass in the Tav the Mishnah is Chayzer. Mar Sover, Hachi Havi Ma'aseh. Mar Sover, Hachi Havi Ma'aseh. They're only discussing just simply that they have two versions of exactly how the story took place, but not that there would be any halachic masking. Zucker Hashi, top line. That's the middle line. I'm picking up. It's called Echol, but Echol being the Ketanim. So Rashi learns that each child gets an apitropos. Barlehem call apitropos and tinek shalai. Each apitropos is his job is to pick for the child that he's representing the best portion. So how can they be meichah if there's no mistake? He had a field. This Yerusha's on his father, let's say, and he personally had a field on that side, which he got from his mother. It's Rabbi Yisamai. So the near of Einav Tam Hogan, Mashashinu b'Mashasenu, he came out of Bezin Yafa. So we see that Rabbi is asking like Moshe Gamliel. The Mordechai says, "Lemon Balkim Iflugi." Rav Dimi, Rav Safra, this argument of the story, Rav Dimi Safra died in Hatay Bidar Mishnah, Shlai also came Mishnah, we didn't do like the Mishnah, is Kaiser. Even after the decision has been made and implemented, we retract it. Lorinan, so what's the other option? The Dai was Toya, so what would the other option be? The other option would be the following. Masha also Bezin did something, it's done. But he did the wrong thing, so Dain has to pay. Yishalom Ibeisoy. So we say that he would have to compensate. Because what he did was an avla to one of the parties. So he'd have to compensate that party out of his own pocket. So we don't say that over here. El Batay Bashikul Das, before Spesin Hedrin. In the case where it was Shekel Adas, then we said, listen, we cannot undermine the authority of Bezin, but the Dayan, by passing against the standard way of doing it, has done an avla to that litigant, and he has to compensate him. He himself. Or if it's three Dayanim, they would split it. But the Hainami Dar Mishnah, so this is called Dar Mishnah. Why is it Dar Mishnah? Because this is like a case of Shikul Adas. There's two opinions, and we're choosing between the two opinions. That's a Shikul Adas. So Rashi says, Alpi, Shenechel Chachamim, Rabban Shimon. He gave a reason which we could see is compelling enough that that's called Dvar Mishnah. Rav Safra doesn't have the version that it actually happened v'hichzer and then he retracted it, but rather he wanted to do it and they stopped him before he did it. It's because Savrim also because had he done it, he couldn't retract. That's the Moore's argument. The Moore says, no. So the Almana sold the field, or the Bezin sold the field. It turned out that the field didn't belong to the father. It was sold by Achrayas, so the Lekeach comes and says, I want my money back. So they get their money back from the assignment. So we could argue, Lachar, what happened? He gave the money to Lamana. The money spent it on the Mazonis. So no, we don't. That's not true. But the Yisrael owed Lamana the money for Mazonis or for the Ksuba. So the problem is that they were using a piece of property to pay off the Chayv, which they had no right to do so. So they were doing it by selling out to the Lekeach. So she's representing the Yisrael in this. the sale. But at the end of the day, the responsibility, if the sale is, was, there's something wrong with selling an item, we'll go back to the son. Where it says Pshita. Yeah, they're not representing themselves. They are acting with the authority of the assignment. So the Christ goes back to the assignment. Some more answers. Amona lo itzukhale. There's no Kiddush in the case of Amona.
And I don't know if it's...
Kitzuklei Beidina. What's the chiddush in the case of Beidina? Why? Maratema Cholazavim Beidina Adai to the Mepik Leikola who the Zavim. So when Bezin sells, that generates part of the reason why Bezin does it. Is because that generates the noise. They sell, they like you saw in the Mishnah. They try and do with Achrozo. So had there been any problem with the sale, with the field being sold, the right to be sold, it should have come out. So the Lekeach believes that there is no problem. So he sort of accepted this as a reality. So he doesn't have recourse. It's almost like it undermines the din of Achrayus.
Yeah, I don't know. Right. So
there'd be no chiv to go back and give it back because you accepted this as believing we've done the best that we can, and you have no recourse to get anything back. From Ashmolim, we don't say that. Tirashi, Achrayus Ayasmi. In Nimse Hasada Gazula, the sale was stolen, or it was Shabbatis La'acher, or somebody else had a lien on it, but Tarfim in the Lekach, and then he came and collected it. Chazal Lekach al Yisamim, so the Lekach goes back to Yisamim. Shalmana, Shliach Shay Yisamim Ha Yisamim. Her authority is she's representing the Yisamim. Pain Beidin is of it. Sali Yisamim, the Mazan Yishuba Bonus. A cry is a yasmi. So what's the Kiddush? Call the Zavim Ibeidina, a diet of the Nafik Lake, call the Zavim. Pishahain Moichrim Bachroza. They put up a public auction. The keach feels confident. If there had been any type of an argument against it, that it would have come out. So we would have argued that he feels so confident that he's not really believing that there's any need for a krayas. And so he has forgone the right to go back to the assignment. No, that's not true. Okay, let's solve this here.